Welcome to Talk Tyrannus, a weekly podcast that delivers leaf-level insights to your ears from across the Corn Belt to help growers grow. The story of your fields is always at your fingertips, and now you have the information you need for analysis and predictive planning. In this week's Crop Progress and Condition Report, we check in with our team in the Western Corn Belt, James Holsey and Tim Pearson, as they give us the latest crop progress and conditions in their neck of the woods. What a difference a week can make. After hearing the desperate pleas or loud grumbles from farmers across the Midwest, Mother Nature finally decided to cooperate by opening her window for planting season. While last week showed less than two suitable field work days, this week's weather is making up for it and then some. Planters are rolling from Kansas to Ohio, and Regional Sales Director for Kansas and Missouri, James Holsey, says it's been all over the board for his retailers and growers. Well, James, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with us this week. Here we are. We're really into the second full week of May. I'm really anxious to see what USDA comes out with for numbers next week. When we talk about that crop progress and condition report, there weren't very many suitable days for field work last week, but I know all across the Midwest, the dust is flying.
That would be the same here in Missouri and Kansas for sure. You know, eastern Missouri, if we're just talking about Missouri here, has been really far behind. And west Missouri has been able to sneak some seed in the ground here and there. Nobody really had a week where it was, this is the time to plant. And so it's kind of all over the board on the west side. There's some guys that were finished up, actually. You know, I know one of my good friends here in Oreck, they farm about 6,000 acres and they were finishing up with corn a couple weeks ago. And some guys haven't even started just because trying to play the weather and make sure that they're setting themselves up for success. And so it was never everybody, you know, made a decision to go. It was just kind of sneak it in where you could and if you thought it was the right time to plant. So we are pretty far behind. You know, if you just look at the USDA numbers, I'm looking at them for our crop progress report here. Missouri in May of 2021, we were 66% planted in corn. The average from 17 to 21 is 67%. And May 8th of 2022, we were only 32% planted, but that'll change big time this week.
Everybody wants to get that crop in. And I know from your standpoint with Tyrannus, you've been busy connecting the dots between the retailer and the farmer. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. We are trying to help those retailers serve their customers better by providing them insights for every acre of every one of their fields.
You know, James, tell me a little bit about the process and what you've been doing this spring. You know, it hasn't been an easy couple years being an ag retailer. And I know as you've been calling on your customers, Tyrannus has been a breath of fresh air for them.
Yeah. So my prior experience with retail has been in the seed business, and that can be a grind. There's a lot of brands out there that a grower is getting called on. And so, you know, when we approach any retailer with what we are currently doing in Tyrannus, what we're capable of capturing, what we're capable of delivering, how we can do it, how fast we can do it, the light bulb comes on. Not everybody's jumping on board, but the ones that do understand the importance of what we can deliver to them to help them serve their customers better and also make them more efficient and effective at the farm gate. So our goal, again, is to help that business partner help his grower raise the best crop he can raise. And that's what we do.
James, as you visit with your customers this spring, what are some of the things you've been visiting about? Do they have any concerns or are they mostly excited and looking forward to this growing season?
I would say overall, even from the farm to the retailer, everybody's pretty excited about this year. I mean, we can all talk about the negatives and everything that's going on. We had a nice bounce in crop prices or commodity prices that has really kind of lifted the spirits of some of these guys. And overall, guys are resilient out here in the countryside. They are mentally prepared to take on this challenge and to raise a crop. You know, I think we just need to just trust them to do what they do best, really.
James, what are you looking forward to most for 2022 in the growing season?
Really, what I am looking forward to, number one, is the partnership with my current clients and really growing this business, growing the awareness of what we are doing out here in the countryside. And then how do we help these growers understand what their real crop potential is? You know, and really I've been coaching my salesmen to take those stand counts that we're delivering on every acre of their customer's field, and to use that to really eliminate those yield, what I call yield monitor surprises. And so how do we set the precedent of what this growing season is going to look like, what expectations should really be, so that you eliminate, again, those yield monitor surprises, help that grower make better marketing decisions in season, help him understand return on investment when it comes to, you know, the other inputs that he's going to put on that field. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to showing our retailers, some of these newer ones, what we can really do and how they can use this to benefit their business.
James, I'm excited too, and I can't wait to touch back with you here in a couple weeks after those first missions have been flown to see what we're dealing with. Mother Nature hasn't been kind to us yet this spring, so hopefully she shapes up here and lets farmers get things planted, things up and out of the ground, and we'll just roll for 2022.
The good thing is that about 7 days of good running, a farmer can have their crop in the ground. So it looks like we got that window. We get it off their minds and get planting behind them, and we can move forward.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Moving further northwest, Regional Sales Director for Nebraska, Wyoming, and South Dakota, Tim Pearson, says it's finally a busy beehive. Well, Tim, thanks so much for taking the time to visit with me this week. You know, here we are, we're well into, you know, the second week of May. You know, when we touch base maybe next week or in a couple weeks, I will love to see what the USDA numbers have to say. You know, we haven't had a lot of suitable field work days really up until this week, and I know dust is flying across the Midwest, and I know that's no exception for where you're at today.
Yeah, it's a busy beehive around pretty much every direction you look.
Give me an update on how conditions have been in your neck of the woods and what you've been dealing with the past few weeks.
Well, we went in much of Nebraska, if not all of Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, Wyoming, South Dakota. It was very, very dry. And a week or 10 days ago, we started getting a little bit of rain, and some parts of eastern Nebraska had 3 or 4 inches of rain, some locally much more than that, but pretty much the whole geography got some rain that's slowed planting down to some degree. And in places in Kansas, they hadn't even started planting yet because there was no moisture. So now soil conditions have been conducive to good planting. It's full bore. Everything's happening at a high rate of speed right now.
As you visit with your retailers, I know that some of your first missions have been flown already for Taranis. You know, what are some of the comments you're getting from them, and how have you been kind of connecting the dots between the retailer and the farmer the last couple weeks?
Yeah, we've started last week and got some of the first scout down in Kansas that's happened in Nebraska right now, some of the first times. And everybody's been pretty blown away with, you know, going from the sample every 2 acres to almost 2 samples per acre now. There's not very much of the field that doesn't get touched, if really any parts of it. It's very high rate of coverage in the field, so our information is even more accurate than it used to be. And it's really, you know, fortunately or unfortunately, whichever way, it's not unfortunate by any stretch, but some of the, if not a lot of the stuff we've got back so far is on new customers. And so this is their first time seeing it, and they're just absolutely blown away with it.
With your experience with Taranis and then your previous career as an ag retailer, we know it hasn't been easy in the ag industry the past couple years, especially when it comes to being an ag retailer. And, you know, with the technology of Taranis, I know it has been like a breath of fresh air for these guys who are trying to preserve and protect the bottom lines of farmers, but also making sure they're using their resources responsibly and also to the betterment of the acres they serve.
Yeah, I think of my previous life as a retailer, and if I would have had Taranis, you know, for my career for 30 years of it, I can't imagine where we could have taken bottom lines of growers and efficiencies of our business. I spent a lot of time in fields trying to look at them as good as I could and look at a very, very small portion of the field, and very easy to miss things. And with what Taranis does, the ability to make some of the prescriptions, know exactly where those resistant weed populations are, where my nutrient deficiencies are, it's a whole new level of, like I said, efficiency for the retailer and, you know, making sure that there's nothing. You know, ROI is kind of a pesky thing. Some people look at it as, well, what are you going to do to make me more money? And you have to look at it that way, but you also have to look at it as, what are the things that we're catching that's keeping me from losing the bushels? To me, that's the biggest ROI, is I want to keep from losing any more bushels.
Tim, what are you looking forward to most about this growing season?
I'm looking forward to everything about it, really. We've got very much, if not all, of Nebraska covered now with folks using Taranis. You know, with the commodity prices where they are, with input prices where they are, there's a good chance to make money, but we also don't want to spend any money where we don't have to. And we've got a great opportunity to do that with our growers or our retailers into their growers. And, you know, just from what I've seen in the last 3 years with Tyrannus, going into my fourth season here, there's plenty of opportunity with the inputs and commodity prices we have to make more, and more importantly, not spend any we don't have to.
Well, and protecting that bottom line, as well as preserving those farms for future generations. You know, we don't talk about that enough. And, you know, with the technology of Tyrannus, it's making sure that the ag retailers and the farmers are working together to make the best decisions possible for everybody.
Absolutely.
Tim, is there anything else that you would like to add that maybe I left out? Any advice for your growers or retailers you'd like to leave this week?
I've been in precision ag my entire career almost. I was doing grit soil sampling back in the mid-90s when it wasn't even a thing yet. You know, I've always looked at things that can pinpoint or leave out all the guessing as, you know, they're all fun when everything's really good and there's no way you can't make money, but they're necessary when there's an opportunity to not spend any more than you have to, and like you said, protect that bottom line and protect our farms for the future generations. And we're in that situation right now. You know, we've got, like I said, high input prices, high commodity prices, but the amount of money spent to put the crop in and take it out is horrendous. And if we can save a little bit here and there, that's more than paying for Tyrannus many times over.
Absolutely. Tim, thanks so much for your time. I can't wait to check back in with you in a couple weeks after more of those first missions have been flown and we can talk about what you guys have been seeing.
I look forward to it too. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Talk Tyrannus. Tyrannus delivers millions of tiny leaf-level images that allow you to see the big picture of your operation. If you're looking to gain a competitive advantage in today's market, the dollars are in the details. Get more out of every seed you plant with precision insights that allow you to see which incremental adjustments you can make to get the most out of your acres and improve your bottom line. For more information, visit tyrannus.ag. That's TARANIS.AG.